What's up? What's up? You're listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. My name is Dominique Belmonte, and I'm your host. In this episode, we're going to talk about letting stuff go. Stay tuned. Listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. What's up, y'all? What's up? First of all, it has been quite a while. Stuff be happening and I be forgetting. I got a podcast. I need to record. So thanks for checking in with me. Some people are like, when's the next episode? Which always makes you feel good because it reminds you that somebody's listening. But I'm also the guy that like does not believe anybody is listening until somebody like mentions it. So it's kind of funny. I think I told you all about the story of doing a hotel site visit in preparation for a conference. And I'm in the lobby. And usually when you go to these site visits, like the general manager and all the executive team come down and meet you in the lobby and like greet you. And, you know, usually the general manager tries to say something that is relatable or based on information that they learned about you. So the general manager comes down and he's like, yeah, I just listened to your podcast. And I'm like really uncomfortable because I don't even remember. Like, actually, it was like right after Thanksgiving. And so I think I had made an episode about like cultural practices during Thanksgiving, and so I was pretty embarrassed. And so naturally, because he's the power broker in the situation, like all the other people on his team were like, yeah, send me the link. So it's like, anyway, if you got a podcast, you got a podcast, right? Okay, let me focus. A couple of years ago, y'all remember that song by Fantasia? And she was like, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me, go ahead and free yourself. Well, listen, I'm inspired by that because sometimes you've got stuff in your life that you just need to disconnect from. And it's hard to disconnect from things, even things that you say with your mouth that you don't want. And I think that I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because, you know, I just wanted to talk about it. Cause so first of all, let me just tell you what happened in my context. The other day, I was preparing for some new furniture. So naturally, when you're getting new furniture, like you're making room for what's going to be new. So I'm cleaning up. I have filled a bag of shoes that I had planned to donate. And because I just wanted to have some just clean space where I was planning to put this new piece of furniture, I set the bag of donated shoes outside of the door. So a couple of hours had passed, and my intention was to take it to the Goodwill or donate it somewhere, but a couple of hours had passed, and I was ready to, you know, make my journey to the place where I was donating it. So I grabbed my keys and my coat, and I'm walking outside the door and realized that the bag of shoes is gone. So I'm immediately puzzled, right? Like, who would have taken this bag of shoes that I plan to donate? So I started thinking about, like, who in the building could have potentially, like, snagged the shoes. Maybe it was a mistake. I'm coming back in the house. I'm like gonna call the maintenance supervisor because I'm under the impression that probably because of the building has a trash pickup practice where if you put something outside the door, then they will take it. So I'm like, they made a mistake. I need to contact them to let them know that I had a bag of shoes that I plan to donate. They need to bring it back so that I can donate it. So I'm going through my mind about all the things that I'm going to do. And I just really got over invested in trying to recover these items that I plan to throw away. And it clicks for me, Dominique, if you plan to throw those shoes away, why does it matter what happened to them? Like, why does it matter who took them? Why does it matter that they're no longer there if you planned on throwing them away anyway? And I'm in deep thought about this, and I'm just like really perplexed and scratching my head because I'm really passionate about recovering these shoes that I plan to throw away. And it occurred to me that this is essentially the way that we as people like remain burdened and controlled by things and people and systems in our lives, right? We know we don't want whatever it is. We know we don't want that person. We know we don't want that job. You know, we don't want those people. But we also want to control what happens to what we don't want. And that's weird, right? Like, why am I overly concerned about what my ex is doing? Why am I scrolling through his or her Instagram accounts? Why am I involving myself in conflicts at a job that I left, that I felt free from after I was gone? Why am I managing people and projects and situations that I previously like decided that I was going to resign from or quit? I said I was going to wash my hands of it and I wasn't going to be involved in it for my own sanity, for my own freedom. Why do I keep going back to it? Why am I still entertaining people at my old job or in my old relationship or my old boyfriend's mom or my old former son-in-law? Like, why do we go back to the things that we say that we have given up? Like, why do we have to control what happens next with the things that we say we don't want? And we could never fully live in the new if we are still meddling with things from the past or things that are old. And what occurred to me is that ridding myself of that bag of shoes, both physically and spiritually and emotionally, helps me to make room for more things. But even if emotionally I don't get rid of them, or I still allow the things that used to take up space to continue to take up space, they're not really gone until I release them fully. And quite naturally, there's a biblical example. Somewhere in Genesis, there is the story of Lot's wife. You probably remember Lot's wife. So in brevity, because you know we preachers, like, we can tell a long story, and I'm going to tell this the quickest way that I know. God essentially tells Lot, I want you to throw Sodom away and get out of there. Sodom was this crazy place full of sin, and God thought Lot to be righteous. And he wanted to spare Lot and his family from what he was going to do to the city of Sodom. So he said, throw it away, get out of there, and don't look back. So Lot and his family packed up all the things that they had, and they left Sodom, like, peace, we out. But Lot's wife had a challenge. We don't even really know what Lot's wife's name was because she has such a brief tenure in this story because she did the unthinkable. She looked back. And God specifically told Lot and his family, I want you to leave Sodom, and I do not want you to look back. Throw Sodom away. But Lot's wife was not done with what she threw away. And she looked back, and she didn't just look back with her eyes, she looked back with her heart. And even though it's easy to criticize Lot's wife for looking back, think about it. Maybe she started thinking about the good old days. Maybe she started reflecting about the kitchen that she had in the house in Sodom, or friends that she knew were still there. Maybe she had a little cousin. Maybe she had a little bakery that she liked to stop by and get coffee. Maybe there were a friend circle there that she knew would be utterly destroyed because of the plight of Sodom. Whatever it was, like, her heart and her eyes and her body, after she had thrown away Sodom, looked back, and God was like, nah. So the Bible says that Lot's wife, like, in the moment that she looked back, was turned to a pillar of salt. And the other thing that it could have been is the uncertainty of her future, because Sodom, as evil and crazy and wild as it was, represented a permanency for her that she didn't necessarily want to let go. Like, it's hard to leave something permanent or something that seems established to just be wandering in the wilderness, right? And they were wandering in the wilderness following the lead of God. And it was probably really difficult for her to contemplate what it was that she would be going to. And so the Bible says that she looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. And I think that what we can glean from this particular instance is, y'all, what is trash is trash. What you threw away, you throw away. And if you're done with it, you got to make yourself be done with it. You got to do the work to be done with what is trash, what you have determined that you're going to throw away. Listen, the very reason that you threw it away is the very reason why you shouldn't be trying to pick it up again, right? Whether it's that you need to make new space in your life, whether it's that you need to create new opportunities for yourself, whatever it might be, you need to be comfortable with the uncomfortable decision to let go of things that just take up space in your life but don't yield to your purpose, right? And the other thing is, you need to be comfortable with the fact that God is not going to give you all of the details. He's not going to tell you specifically where you're going and how you're going to get there, and what your next relationship is going to be like, and what church you're going to end up at, and what where you're going to end up working. He's not going to always give you all the details. And that means that you have to figure out how to be comfortable with this idea that the God who is in control of everything is also in control of your life. And he loves you so much that he is intimately engaged in the details of your life. And I think that as hard as it is, like, there's something about, you know, even in a natural relationship, right? In a natural relationship that is a relationship with intimacy, I'm talking about between man and woman, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, whatever. In a natural relationship, you don't want your current partner to be reminiscing all the time about previous relationships, right? You don't want your current partner to have all these nostalgic memorabilia and reminders of relationships that they were in the past, because that represents their unwillingness to move to the next stage of your relationship. And I think that that is the same with God. When we let go of our Sodom, whatever that might be, right? When we decide to move forward and to obey God and to go into the next chapter of our life, he doesn't want us looking back. He doesn't want us trying to figure out what happened to what we lost. He wants us to move forward. So, long story short, a couple of days later, I am rapping with the maintenance supervisor in my building. And, you know, we're talking about some of the neighbors and, like, we're catching up or whatever. And I say, you know what? I have a question for you. I had a bag of shoes that I placed outside of the door. And he was like, yeah, I've seen that bag of shoes. I was like, man, I don't know what happened to that bag of shoes. And it was, like, crazy because it just seemed like it happened so quick. And he was like, oh, he said, I took the bag because it was outside of the door. And I know you, and I just assumed that you wouldn't put something outside the door that you didn't want. And he was like, I want to let you know that I took it outside to the area where the homeless are, and they completely just grabbed the stuff. I mean, the shoes were literally gone, like, within minutes. There were a couple of pairs that were still there, and then I donated them. And I thought to myself, like, what I had planned for them, those shoes, they probably would not have ever seen the feet of the people that needed them. They were nice shoes. It wasn't like they were, like, bad shoes, but somebody got those shoes that really needed them, and that probably would not have been the case had I been trying to control their destiny or where they went next. So thankfully, I threw away a bunch of pairs of shoes, and since then I have also gained a bunch of new pairs of shoes and some new furniture. So I'm thankful for that. But it means declaring that what is trash is trash. What is Sodom, and I'm gonna leave it there. I'm not gonna try to linger in the past. I'm not gonna look back. I'm gonna move forward, and I'm gonna trust God with the details. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this moment of clarity. We thank you how you have revealed yourself through your word. We thank you, God, that you've given us an example of who to be and what not to be. And we pray, God, that as we reflect on this word, that we will not be like Lot's wife, that we will not look back, that we will not try to control what happens with the things that we don't want or that we don't need, but that, God, we would be ready and willing to accept what new you have for us. And we thank you, we love you, in Jesus' name, amen. Season.